Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Let your word come with power. In Jesus' precious name. Now, today we want to do something special here. I titled this one, Deliverance from Satanic Embargo. Deliverance from Satanic Embargo. See here, if you are not delivered, you will soon be desperate and be depressed. Because you will see things happening around you and you'll be wondering, what have I done wrong? Why is God answering this person and not me? So you must be delivered. You must be delivered. You must be what? You must be delivered. So this particular sermon and service is for pastors and ministers. So if you are a pastor, you're a worker, you're a minister, you are listening to me, you are blessed already in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 58 verse 5. Isaiah 58 verse 5. Is not this the path that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. Take it from me. There is a band of wickedness. There is a rope of wickedness. And look at me. If you don't cut it off from your life, it follows you everywhere. Now, let's imagine the usher by the studio there, I have a rope on his neck, and the rope is very long. Anyway, guess when it's time, what do I do? What do I do with the rope? I just pull, and what? It will be coming. I pray for you. You call yourself pastor, minister, worker, any rope on your life, the rope of the wicked, today, this shall be broken.
Yeah.
To undo everybody. Some people are just going about. I did an example some time ago. If you carry load on your head, your speed cannot be like the people that are not carrying any load on their head. It's an embargo. I pray for you again. Any load you are carrying on your head, from anywhere the load has come from, today you offload in the name of Jesus. So to let the oppressed go free. So many people are serving God and they are oppressed. So maybe you are one of them. You serve God and you are oppressed. A pastor told me anytime he closes his eyes, he will eat in the dream. He said, anytime I close my eyes, I eat in the dream. In fact, the more deliverance we did, the more he was eating. And he woke up and said, Baba, I've eaten again. And this is a man of God. How are you doing it? Until we change the formula. Any strong man and stronghold that is holding you ransom and is making your life to be oppressed, today you shall be delivered in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And to break every yoke. Anybody here with a yoke in your life, all your life, and you are a minister, you are a pastor, wherever you are, or you are watching me now, the yoke of darkness over your life that wants you to be limited in life, I command that yoke to break in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I read for you NIV. It's not his fault that I have chosen to lose a chain of injustice. So there is a chain of injustice. You know that it's not a life you should live, but you have been cheated and they tie you down. In the name that is above every other name, the chain of injustice is broken over your life in the name of Jesus. There is nothing like using the scripture to pray. The Bible said to untie the cord of yoke. Cord of yoke is on you and one person, because a yoke is like a twin thing. I command. Anything that is holding you and is holding your brother down. But they say, but auntie is a pastor. But uncle is a pastor. On your own neck, the yoke is broken.
Yeah.
He said to let the oppressed go. Is anybody here that is oppressed spiritually, financially, maritally? Not in my name, but in the name of Jesus. Let every oppressed be free now in the name of Jesus Christ. I read from Amplify. Look at me. If you like, pray today. If you like, don't pray. But it shall be written that this church of Femi Akinola tribe, see, until you are ready to get mad about your life, your problem no go go. Have you seen problem that loves you? The problem loves you so much and said, now me and you. Have you seen a dog that loves you and is doing like this? Lucky, go back home. And is he doing like this? Lucky, go back home. It will take force. It will take madness. So tell like, I said, go back home. That likewise, that problem in your life that you are rubbing cream on, that you are loving until you are mad. I say, I know the degree again. I told you when God called me to do this work. You know what happened? When I want to pray, I'll be feeling sleepy. I told you. Anytime I want to start praying like this, I'll be feeling sleepy. I tried, I was feeling, you know what I did? You didn't want to hear. I carried razor, I told you, and I cut myself. But when I see the blood, I begin to pray. You can't do it. Because you land in the hospital while you're coming your vein. If you go and cut your vein, you could. And these are mad things that we do. When I saw that I was having unnecessary stupid election as a young man, I went to the mountain. Oluwa pa election. I told you it took me years before I had election. Until you are mad, keep managing your problem. I pray for somebody here as a pastor and minister, you will no longer manage problem. Keep managing your problem. When it gets to a time, you will be mad. I told you in sanctuary that they were putting some nonsense in front of the church. Maybe? They are putting every time. When it was time, I said, Paul, give me my checkbook. I wrote, you are the one that will deliver yourself. See, the person that wants to help you, only level to the helper. But when you yourself, you say, I'm not taking this thing anymore. They are complaining about you. You are on the same spot every year. And now God said, do this for workers. There is a worker here. There is a minister here. There is a pastor here whose life will change after today in the name of Jesus. I remember hitting my head on the wall. I remember saying, God, you don't talk to me, I die. I can't even stay 10, 20 minutes without God not talking to me. It's a level. You are the one that will enter into it. In this life, you pay the price for what you want to do. You pay the price to become BSc holder, master. So you pay a price to get to the level you want. Can I pray for you? The level nobody can break through in your family. As we begin to pray today, as you get crazy and mad about your situation, may you enter by fire. Yeah. I'm not praying for everybody. I'm praying for people that are desperate. I say, may you enter by fire. Yeah. Life will not give to you what you want. You've got to take it. I didn't amplify it for you. Rather, is this not the path that I have chosen? To undo the bonds of wickedness. Wickedness still. To tear to pieces the robes of the yokes. Rope deal. Now, in the body of somebody, there's a wickedness, there is a yoke, and the person is oppressed again. How we go do them? These are the formulas of embargo. Let me quickly pray for you. Anybody here with an embargo on his or her life, that they say, this particular level, you can't get there. Today, the embargo break. The embargo is a limitation. Embargo is limitation that this is, you can't pass that. Embargo is a restriction. They restricted. They say, you can do it, but you cannot do this one. You are the one that will say it's a lie, sir. I refuse to be limited. I refuse to be restricted. Embargo is a prohibition that you can't go this way. Embargo is like they ban something. They ban somebody. They ban if you leave that house, that's embargo. They ban the person that they cannot achieve. In what area of your life do you have an embargo? Listen to me. You have prayed and prayed and prayed. You are the one that will get crazy. When you are ready, God is ready. As many are ready this morning, every prohibition, every resistance and limitation in your life, they shall give way by fire. Embargo is a yoke. Embargo is a chain. Embargo is a progress stopper. You are the one that will say, I know Greece. Sir. You are the one. You are the one. Embargo is the power saying, this is how far you can go. Embargo is the one saying, this is how the level you can reach in life. You are the one that will say, I will be higher than the people I met there. Can I pray on top of the head of somebody? The power that says you don't do it for your family, that power will leave you alone in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Embargo is the door you try to open and it cannot open. Ben, a young boy did my ex seven times. A man tried to travel. They denied visa 14 times. Ben, in an embargo. A boy ran to Lagos from Benin. He said, there is prophecy on his head. As I said, you are going to die. He said, yes, he knows. He said, but how is he going to go? Where they said they know the reach for your family. I'm praying for you. Because you have served this living God, you will surpass the place in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Embargo is that bad thing that has made the good ones bad in your life. Embargo is that one bad thing. Embargo is the bolt in your life. Embargo is the delay in your life. Embargo is the shame in your life. Embargo is the tears in your life. Embargo is that thing that is making you people to say, but what is happening? You are the one that is going to say, I know the degree again. As you pray today, pastors, as you pray today, minister, I see when pastors are praying, they pray as if they are boyfriend of God. They pray like this. Are you more than any? Oh, more cocoa. I followed my pastor to the mountain. And he said, Femi, stay here. Be praying here. And he went inside. I'll pray for 35 minutes. I started tracing him. And I saw my pastor with shot. He has removed all his clothes. What of if a snake bites him? What of if something starts sucking his blood? What of a mosquito? And he was praying as if this pastor doesn't have a neck. And he's still twisting the little one that is there. I said, Abajo. When my pastor said, as you are going, you will not come back. You know, you will come back. I do not see. Benny. It doesn't say anything in Revelation, but anything it says is authority. So I said, fine. So I too looked for a spot and started praying. Oh, God, pray. There is nothing in the hand of government for you. But when you pray very well, there is a government of heaven that has supplied your need. There is an allocation for you from heaven. Embargo not going to make you collect them, but you must pray. Any embargo stopping your allocation today, I command them to remove in the name of Jesus. Embargo is, look, let me tell you, when an embargo is in your life, I'm talking to pastors now, a minister, and they help you remove it. Eh? And that embargo is tied with sacrifice. There is a consequence again. That is why pastors suffer. You just go, you lay hands on people, you just go, you go from altar to altar. And that's why you are always sick. When you allow people to come into your life anyhow, you let everybody lay hands on you. Everybody is your spiritual father. And that's why they have problems. Let me show you two scriptures, then I'll show you four embargo pastors, minister, must conquer. Four. Let me show you a particular type of embargo. Come and see. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 36. Maybe you understand this simple English now. He said, then the king said, send for Shimei. You remember Shimei, this stupid boy that was stoning David. When the sons of David, Absalom was fighting David, and David ran away without shoe, this boy was the one stoning him and abusing him. So when David was going to die, he told Solomon that, see, this guy, make sure you kill him. But Solomon was a man of peace. So Solomon doesn't want to kill him. So Solomon placed an embargo on his life. Come and see this embargo. Then the king sent for Shimei and said, build for yourself a house in Jerusalem. Live in it and don't leave the city. You see this simple passage. People that are ready will think, he said, live in it. That means stay in Lagos all through your life. Don't leave Lagos. If you continue 37, 38, 39, this guy made a mistake. Two of his guys went out of the city and he ran after them. By the time he came back, Solomon, I told you to stay. I put an embargo on your life not to leave that Jerusalem. You left. Say, between me and you now, your blood is on your head. That was the only person Solomon killed. Because there's an embargo in his life. If you don't pray well and break the embargo in your life, it goes from generation to generation. Can I say pray one prayer for you? Today marks the end of your embargo in the name of Jesus. Okay, media, help me with this passage. I just remember it now. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 5. The Bible said, deliver yourself. KJV said, deliver yourself. NIV said, free yourself. Free yourself. Deliver yourself. Deliver yourself as a roe from the hands of the hunter. Get ready for NIV. And as a bird from the hands of the fowler. What did he say you should do? Deliver my. Deliver yourself. Deliver yourself, ma. Come and see NIV. Are you there? He said, free yourself. So I can free myself, not in my name, but in the name of Jesus. When I begin to pray in the name of Jesus, a superior power will come and free me from any bondage and everywhere they tie me. You cannot be in the gutter and help others in the gutter. The best you are going to do is that you are going to be telling yourself, sorry, sorry, sorry. But somebody has to come out of the gutter then. Can I pray? In that gutter that your family is, you are the one that will bring them out. Yeah. It's in your hand. Let me give you four. Number one. As a pastor, as a minister, there are four embargoes you must break and free yourself from them. The first one is what I call the gifted or the gifting and talent embargo. Giftings and talent embargo. You are talented. You are gifted. You are a good person. But nothing comes to you. Na embargo. David was singing in a bush. God had to break him out of the place. And the family bush and obscurity that you have been kept is only for one person. You are coming out in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 18 verse 16. It says, a man's gift maketh room for him. This does not mean that we have people around you. God has blessed me, not even about the church. God blessed me beyond the church. The day I begin to pray, I didn't pray, I will appear at the mercy of the church. Deliver yourself. How? Check your gift. What is your gift bringing to you? Check your talent. What is it bringing to you? A man's gift. Finish it for me. I'm bringing him before great men. Today, I decide the call I want to pick. Today, I decide the people I want to reply. Ben. Now, so. Because my gift started making way for me. I want to pray for 20 people. That gift of God in your life will not die. I'm in the wrong church. No problem. Once you don't say, man, I go to the next one. Proverbs 17 verse 8. He said, a gift is a precious stone. A gift is a precious stone. Look at it though. The Bible talks about in the eyes of him that have it. There is a precious stone God has given to you. He said, wheresoever it turneth, it what? I will draw the microphone. It what? Are you prospering? Are you prospering? I'm not here to warm you up. Say, receive it. A gift. See, I have been to places and people did as if I don't exist. When I switched to my gift, begin to say, this guy is mad. I was in Germany, I told you. I was not the one they invited. It was Pastor Clyde invited. I told you. And Pastor said, my father in the Lord is here. Let him pray for your church for 15 minutes. And you need to see the So I took the microphone and I decided to just pray for 5 minutes. And the Spirit of God started from the Mommy G.O. From Mommy G.O. to the secretary. And the same people that were eyeing me started saying, man, this guy is crazy, man. And everybody brought out their iPad and their video. My gift made open doors for me. Maybe you are here, you are a pastor, you are listening to me from anywhere. Because some of you are not answering me. Hey, that gift of God in your life, it no go die in the name of Jesus. That talent where you carry. And you have an embargo, which is a stamp of darkness. If you know come out, you will soon be frustrated. And all pastors will be, last two Wednesdays, I was preaching. And one guy sat at the back there, at that place where Grace sat, just beside you there. All the prayer, he was looking at me like this. I don't know what you have seen before in pastors, and pastor is nothing in front of you. Not be all of them. Not be all of them. So I said, look at that one at the back there. He has done everything, no work for him. He's even into music now. You know, like this. If you like, pray. If they burn you, will no pray. I call the next prayer. It was on Monday when I was doing my work. Pastor Money told me that he has been trying to invite somebody. That hope is not the person I was inviting, and he did not want to answer. He said, you said there's somebody had. He said, I'm hearing now that the boy is into music. Because son of is also into music. The people you see that are shining on television, they are not better than you. Something happened to you. That thing that has made you not to shine. Are you ready? The Lord will remove them for you. I'm not hearing you. The Lord will remove them for you. I'm not hearing you. The Lord will remove them for you. A woman had one gift. She cannot cook. She can't cook. If the woman cooks, there will be a problem. The husband sent her to catering school. It's worse. They sent her to, it was worse. But she had one gift. And that gift was, when the husband is going to work, she will tell the husband, oh, call me, my husband, don't sit on that chair today. The man don't argue again. Because there's no value of the shadow of doubt. The man will just change the chair. The man could not hide the gift of the wife. He started telling his friend in the office, he said, you need to meet my wife. You need to meet my wife. How come the housewife became great? She no open church, yo. They just said, please, call her, just call her. And she'll be there and say, oh, call me, look at this one. Oh, call me, look at this one. Why her gift? Stretch on her, let me pray for you. It's not for everybody. I want to pray for you. That thing God has planted in you, that thing will not die. It will make you prosper. Your amen is seeking me concern. That thing God has put in you. Oh, you will not end it in Lodebar in the name of Jesus. If the Bible says a man's gift to make a way for him, as I preach in Nigeria, people watch in America, they call people in Nigeria that you people in Nigeria don't see. There is a guy in Nigeria, call him, call Pastor Femi. I pray for you. The Lord announced my gift. We announce your talent and gift by fire in the name of Jesus. The Bible says it's a precious stone. The precious stone God kept in your life. He said anywhere eternity prosper. From today, the precious stone in your life, anywhere where you turn, you go prosper by fire in the name of Jesus. If you are the only one I pray for, shout 7 amen and pack your blessing. Sit down, but don't go down. I imagine my daughter telling me in the country that some people met me and said, you look like Reverend Femi. You look like Reverend Femi. I've seen him before. Not in Nigeria. Not in Africa. You've got to pray and break yourself out of nonsense. If you don't do it, waiting that one day, someone did not say, rise up and walk. Do you know that the cripple that knew that war is coming, And it will take 2 weeks before one gets there. Do you know that he will escape? Do you know he will escape? You are not asking me. Do you know he will escape? Why? It's time moving. Look at your life. Are you happy? Look at your life. Are you happy? The gift of God in your life will not die. Oh my God. I need to check if I'm in the right church. The way this gift will make you to be great, the Lord will open it for you.
Amen.
But no existence of embargo. Number 2. I said 4, because I want us to pray. Collective embargo. When you see twins, from their facial, whatever, you know that they are family. Yeah? Likewise, when you see embargo in the family, it look alike. They look alike. And you know what? Just as you cannot identify two twins, or a pair of twins, likewise, you can identify who is who when they carry embargo in the family, whether it's a pastor or not, just like this one, the same problem is collecting, the same problem. You've got to separate yourself and pray that waiting to happen for them in my family, not me. Are you listening to me? One prayer for you. Are you ready for this prayer? You will not serve God and fail like them. I'm not happy with that prayer. Let me pray another one for you. One prayer for you, sir. You will not serve God and be a storyteller like them.
Amen.
I was praying with a young guy. And I said, you are so gifted. But what are you doing in that place? And he thought I was joking. He said, where? Are you not in worry some few weeks ago? He said, yes. You don't go shrine there. And he said, Jesus. Which Jesus? He said, everything. I'm tired. When your life doesn't change quickly, let me tell you what they will do. They will say, come and check our own God. Hey! Before they tell you that, Ojek Badua, who wants to come and invite me somewhere now? Before they invite me there, I have told them the history of their life. Where are you taking me to? You pray very well. I want to pray another prayer for you. Anything that makes you look like the failure in your family, are you ready for this one? Today, the Lord remove them from your life. The Bible says in Jeremiah 50 verse 33, the house of Jacob and the house of Israel suffer together. Oh my God. The Bible says they were oppressed together. But these people are covenant people now. And all that took them captives held them fast. Mm-hmm. And they refused to let them go. You are the one that will fight. If you don't fight, the story continues. If you don't fight, the story continues. I want to pray for you. Anything called collective captivity, collective embargo in your life, by the reason of today's prayer and deliverance, you are delivered from such in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Number 3, dream or vision embargo. Have you noticed that in your dream, it's from one battle to the other? Your dream is the revealer of your situation. Bible says, where there's no vision, people perish. Hello. Where there's no revelation, the people go astray. You need to watch your dreams. Some dreams are not real, but some dreams are real pointers. You need to watch your dreams. You need to pay attention to your dream. In the dream, are you always a servant? In the dream, are you always carrying load? In the dream, are you always weary and depressed? But when you wake up, you begin to pray again, Father, in the name of Jesus. Look at me. The real you is not this one. This is just a box or a package. The real you is a spirit. That is happening in your dream is what is happening to your spirit. What is the condition of your spirit as I'm talking now? I was there when they told Wumi. I was there. When they told Wumi that you will suffer in a dream. Yes. I was with him like this. He stood up and he said, Baba Femo. I said, what? He said, an old woman cursed him now. And the old woman says he will not prosper. That guy is 61 now, Benny. And he never make up. He married, the wife left him. Bernie, I want to pray for you, sir. Any embargo from your dream, I command them to shatter now in the name of Jesus. Don't deceive yourself. When you have problem, you must be the first person to know and admit you have problem. Stop looking at people that are telling you have problem and see if the person is making you to be the victim. You have problem, face your problem. Fight your problem, settle your problem. I've worked for so many people on earth. I'm telling you, until today, all miss myself and then we are in good mood. We're on a good book, Ben. We're on a good book. The Baba I was working for, I told you, I could pursue for him. I work as I've taken care of dog before. I've been a gardener before. I've been a security man before. Do you know, somehow, I don't know how it happened. They all came back for counseling. And when they came, they said, what would you know? And Pastor Femi, Kabiesi. Let me tell you, you might start as little as nothing, but you must not end as nothing. I want to pray for you again. The littleness of your family will not be your portion. What's your dream? What's your vision? Is your spiritual expo? You know what I'm saying? Expo? When my spiritual say expo, is your spiritual expo that this is the condition of my life right now? Benny, you saw that in the dream. I was there when a particular man of God, he was on the mountain when they tore his clothes in the dream. He woke up and beside me, his clothes was torn. He said, they tore my clothes from the dream. See, today, he was. I told him, when we are leaving, no go. He said, I don't love you. I said, no go. I said, when we they come out, stay here. We carried our bag. I looked back, I saw the idiot. The girlfriend he wants to go and meet, that one has married now with 3 children. He has not married. I'm talking about when I was 26 years old. Excuse me, I'll be 56 anytime from now. The battle you don't fight as a young man, till now you don't have a dream. You are deceiving yourself that you are a worker. And the longer you are in the church, very soon, let me tell you, very soon, you become a caricature in that place. When you are not progressing. Any group, any company, anywhere that you are, and you're not making progress, what happened? They'll be looking down on you. I want to pray for you again. And I know one of you not going to take them, but I want to pray for you. Whatever that will make you to be relegated in life, the Lord remove them today in the name of Jesus. Watch your dreams. Watch your vision. And it's bad when you don't even have any dream, no revelation, no nothing. And you are still normal. And you are eating 3 square meals. 7 o'clock you have eaten. 2 o'clock you have eaten. 6 o'clock at night you have eaten. And you sleep like a... Finally, last one. Because I want us to pray. Financial embargo. Spiritual deliverance or spiritual independence without financial independence is still slavery. When you are not financially free, you are not free indeed. Money answered all things, so what the devil does is to place embargo on people's financial life. Now help me look at your life. What has been your limit financially? Have you noticed that you have never reached 1 million before in life? Have you noticed that you have never gathered 5 million before in life? Have you noticed you have never gathered 20 million before in life? This is not about ambition. That you know you work, you labor, but you have not gathered it. And you look at your age and you're saying, what happened to me? Some of you, God has said it happened to you. But when you are on the same spot, even to see 100,000 is problem. You need to pray against financial embargo. Not only that, you need to enter into a new covenant with God. I told you, Father, my first 1 million I will give you. My first 10 million I will give you. My first 100 million I will give you. My first 1 billion I will give you. When I had my first 1 million, I took it to my Father and the Lord. You know it. When I had my first 5 million, I don't tell anybody. I took it to my... I sent it immediately. Benny, until you get to that level that you want to break financial embargo, you don't do it only spiritually by prayer alone. You do spiritually, and the next thing you do what? You do financially. You can't be holding money as a pastor, as a worker, and be saying you want financial independence. Well, I want to pray for you. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 21 said that the horn make sure that they don't lift up their head. There are people here as pastors and ministers. The enemy makes sure that you don't lift up your head to a particular level. Now, any embargo financially on your life that I said you will not lift up your head, I command the embargo right now to be removed in the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet, I'm done. I told you once I pray for you, you are looking at me as if this thing, I stop. Stand up, let us pray. Pray for them, they'll be looking at me as if this thing. Mister, I get her. See, me and you, we went to preach somewhere, Abby. We are at the airport where I shared the whole money. Abby, I was at the airport like this, and I, 2 million. And I said, so do you hope there's transfer money in your hand when we get to Lagos? The boy was surprised. I said, you are surprised? This money, I have shared everything. Ben, God is faithful. You know, I got to Lagos, between the airport and home, God gave me another money. Keep hoarding money. Oh, preach. Don't just pray. When God give you $1, when God give it $50, begin to say, if I don't have this money, what will happen to me? Then begin to settle God first. You have been told, don't hide in the church as a nobody. If you are going to see money, you must spend money. Somebody say, I hear you. Now you're asking way out. You've got to run to Jesus. You're asking for way out. You've got to be mad and say, Lord, I'm not taking this level again. You've got to activate your faith. You've got to get ready to pray. You've got to be tired of your situation and level. You've got to release acidic. When I say acidic, acidic firebomb prayer out. I have prayed that my parents join together. I have given that my both parents join together. Amen. Benny, it's not a joke. I have prayed that both of them join together in their lifetime. Benny, they are over 80. I have given both of them join together in life. And my story cannot be like them. These are the principles of life. It's not about your age, it's about when you wake up. I want to believe this service has woken somebody up today. That your story will not be their story. Their limitation will not be your limitation. That their end will not be your end. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear a loudest amen now. That's what they call status quo. You must break the status quo over your life. Let's face this for embargo. They said, workers' deliverance. This is the best deliverance I can give to you. This is the best deliverance. It's only God that knows where you are carrying your head to after service. So I'm not touching anybody's head. Amen. So you pray. I give you prayer now, you pray. Pray like a mad woman. Pray like a madman. Don't deceive yourself. Life will favor you. I'm telling you, I say life will favor you. Embargoes will release you. Kings will shoot for you. Can I hear a bigger amen in the name of Jesus? Lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are not born again yet. You are still sleeping. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Any embargo in any area of my life. Say, enough is enough. Cast fire now by fire. It's in your hand to pray in the name of Jesus. The embargo causing delay. The embargo causing frustration. Come out for my life. Come out for my life. If you are praying, congratulations. If you are not praying, I'm sorry for you. See, on any area of my life. On any area of my life. Madam, are you praying like this? Are you sleeping while praying? Somebody is desperate already. Any embargo on any area of my life? Say on my financial life, on my spiritual life. Are they praying? Break. Catch fire. He remains small. He remains small. Push. Push. Madam, are you praying at the back there? Come on, push. Any embargo on any area of my life, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus' name we pray. A try. I give you 37%. Pray this one before I draw the microphone. Any embargo of Satan on my vision. See, the day you begin to see the vision about your life, not about anybody, not the one you are dreaming about church, not the one you are dreaming about church, about your life. About your life, your own life. Any embargo of Satan on my dream. Say, let me hear now. Once I talk, you don't respond. I leave you. No be joke. Benny, any embargo of Satan on my vision. Any embargo of Satan on my dream. Say, enough is enough. Catch fire by fire. In the name of Jesus. What do you see about your life? How old are you? You don't see, you don't know anything. How can you be tired and you are still smiling? How can you be suffering and smiling? Any embargo of Satan? Are they praying? Any embargo of Satan? On my vision. On my dream. Catch fire. Are they praying here? Catch fire. You are trying very well. You are trying very well now. You are trying very well. You are trying very well. Make sure you are praying. Keep pushing. Enough is enough. Embargo of Satan. They don't want you to see. They want you to be in the dark about your life and destiny. Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Your story is not like their own. Embargo of Satan placed on your vision. That is making you to be spiritually blind. Are they praying here? Are they tired? Thank you, Jesus. Somebody, are you praying? In Jesus, never pray. Maybe you are the one that call yourself pastor and worker. You better pray. So that when people say, since when I've been going to that church, I've been there for some time. What's up? And God has been awesome. I am even a pastor, or I'm even a worker there. It's sweet when you achieve. Can I pray for you? God will give you the sweetness of achievement. A lady was coming to Ajao Estate to meet me. Very small girl, maybe 18 years old then. Ben, 18 years old. And I told the parents, I said, everything you're going to be is going to be from this girl. When our life don't spoil, but this girl is going to lead the family. I said, see the prayer, everybody's going to be praying for this girl, this small girl. What's the prayer? Any embargo on my gift, all my talent, all my life, come out by fire. It looked so funny. So they started praying. One day, they were coming. They were coming to Ajao to meet me at 7 and 8. Not Mr. Biggs, Tetrazini. And the boy and the father was coming from America. From the motto, the boy said, there's something about this girl. He said, Papa, let us turn. They want to say, are you mad? They are beautiful. He said, no, me or fellow, whatever you say. And went to her and said, hello, can I meet you? And the girl said, good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, how are you? This is my mother, this is my father. He said, please, I need to. And he gave the girl on the road 2 million. He said, are you a model? When she came to her, I said, sir, I said, 2 million. I said, Benny, keep praying. Benny, when you pray, there are things that are yours in the hand of whoever. They vomit it for you. Any embargo on Satan, on my gift,
on my
talent,
catch fire
by fire. I thought you were praying already. You say you don't have gift. You say you don't have talent, eh? Are you praying too? Oh yeah, pray to God. There's a reason why God has created you like this. You are not just gifted in vain. You are not just beautiful in vain. You are not just handsome in vain. There is a gift of God in you. There is a reason why you can sing. In Jesus' name we pray. Ekari, 62%. In Jesus' name we pray. Any embargo of Satan. You see, I didn't see any embargo of the enemy. Satan, that's what we are dealing with now. In the name of Jesus, they must let you go. Any embargo of Satan. Bringing collective captivity in my life. Say, oh God, arise. Deliver me now by fire. Every embargo, every captivity embargo, lose your hold over my life. Anyone, when you remember, will you pray? Are you praying here? Are you praying here? In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray this one for 3 minutes. I'm looking at the time. Every limit set for my life. Benny, they said she can never have this. She can never. Not lie. You will have more than that. Because of you, let me say it again. I say you will have more than that. I put a ringing tone in my phone. No big joke. That was what they said to me as a young boy. I want to see what will end your life. Mama said, change this ringing tone. I said, I'm not changing it. I want to see what will end my life too. Then, anybody saying, I want to see what will end your life, they will see wonder. They will see wonder. And let me tell you, don't change location or travel without breaking embargo. Because when you get there, it's not about your location. It's about what you carry. Say after me. any limit set for my life.
Say,
satanic limit set on my destiny. I cross over them by fire. I cancel them over my life by fire. I refuse to be limited in life. I thought you were praying in the name of Jesus. You have 2 minutes more. Any limit set for your life? Workers, are you praying? Pastors, are you praying? Any limit set on my life? Somebody, are you praying? I cannot be limited though. I reject limitation. Say, I reject financial limitation. I reject spiritual limitation. I reject career limitation. Are you praying here? Are they praying, sir? I reject that limitation. We have 1 minute more to pray. Somebody say, I reject limitation. In any area, they set limits for your life. I am crossing over this limitation. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Any financial embargo on my destiny? Yes, we have to be prudent when we see money. At the same time, you have to use money to fight your financial battle. Shall you listen to me now? Don't let money be your God. And Sunday is a day of worship. I said to God on Sunday, so anything I want to give to anybody, I've given more than anything I'm going to give to anybody on Sunday. There is no love that can make you give to you more than what I've given to God. Ah, Ben, that's me. Take up my draw. Any financial embargo on my destiny? I hope you know when you have money, you can do anything. I hope you know. There's nothing you want to do, you know. Bible says money answers all things. Bible says money is a defense. Near years, there are two things that are defense, wisdom and money. So no matter how anointed you are, when you don't have money, you are defenseless. There are things you want to do. How many people are you going to call? There are checkups you want to do. You can't find it in Nigeria. Ben. But when there is money, there is no limit for you. Any financial embargo on my destiny. So, Ben.
Any financial embargo on my destiny.
If you pray well, I let you pray for 3 minutes. If you don't pray well, by 1 minute, I stop you and I pray for you. It's in your hand. I told God on the mountain, me will need Torah, just say, I will not play gimmicks to make money. Yes, I will not. So he gave me gift. And he fed me with it. Like a badra. Any financial embargo on my destiny? Maybe they said you cannot exceed 1 million. Maybe they said you cannot exceed 500,000. God has started changing your life already. Let the embargo be broken by fire. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, any satanic financial embargo on my destiny, break and catch fire. Let's see how far you can pray. Lift up your voice. You are praying very well. You are doing well. You are doing well. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm not hearing. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
One of the things that cannot be limited in life is fire. Say, Father, turn me to fire.
Father, turn me to fire.
I reject it. Say it again. Let me hear loud and clear.
Father, turn me to fire.
I'm not hearing. Say it again. Let me hear you now.
Father, turn me to fire.
Say, in my sleep, turn me to fire.
In my sleep,
turn my name to fire.
Turn my name to fire.
My sweat, turn it to fire.
My sweat, turn it.
My clothes, turn it to fire. Lift up your voice and pray, Father, turn me to fire. Make me uncatchable. Make me untouchable. Turn me to fire. Turn me to fire. Turn me to fire, oh Lord. Oluwa Samidina. Father, Father, turn me to fire. Turn your business to fire. Turn my garment to fire. Turn my name to fire. Even when I'm sleeping, turn me to fire. Pray for your family and loved ones. Turn them to fire. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, mighty name we pray. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. Send your hand to me here and let me pray. Anything that looks like resistance, limitation, prohibition in your life, today they are removed by fire.
Amen.
He said, the day that you receive this oil, he said, then your yoke shall be broken. Anyone with yoke here, let your yoke be broken.
Amen.
Spiritual yoke, financial yoke, marital yoke, whatever yoke, let them be broken in the name of Jesus. Whatever that is limiting you from becoming what God wants to be, that has turned original to fake in your life, let that thing leave you alone in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any gift in your life that God has put there, Bible says, a gift of a man make way for him. Bible says, even the gift of God in your life is without repentance. It's not even sin that is making you not to shine. It's because there is an embargo with it. So I pray right now, any embargo that has said you are going to die voiceless, I command them to remove in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is a level of the star, there is a level of the moon. There is a level of the sun. I pray for you. Your star will shine by fire, by force in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any embargo on your talent, I command them to be removed now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any embargo on your vision, on your eyes, on your dream, I command them to be removed now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When a man sees where he's going or where she's going, he gets there early. Hey, when you don't know, you begin to ask, please, where is this? And you can be on the spot asking for road for years. So I pray for you. Let the embargo on your vision, on your dream, on your eyes be removed now in the name of Jesus. Bible says at night, he said when men slept, he said at night in the vision, he said God came, but men does not understand. From now on, may you understand your dream life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anything that is making you to look like your failed ancestors, failed father, failed mother, I command that right now to remove from your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Many, many, many. Any common embargo in your family, today you escape them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What God has earmarked and destined to become, you shall be in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That version said, it's a chain of wickedness. Any chain of wickedness dragging you from village, from your father's house and mother's house, I break it now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I told you, I cannot serve God and bow down to Satan. I cannot serve God and bow down to bullshit. Anything that has made you to bow down and compromise, I command that to receive deliverance from them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The God that has helped others and they are still standing, the God that helped me is helping somebody right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From where you are, arise and shine now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From where you are, arise and make it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anything that is making your life to be delayed, hindered, to make you to be ridiculed. That is, why is your life like this? That thing, if it's a signature of darkness, oh yeah, remove and clear away in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I call your name and I pray that that name will do well in this life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Fire is uncompromising. Fire is noiseless and it will still do what you want to do. I pray for you right now. What you are sent to do on earth, may you accomplish them with ease in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Why is your life like this? Before they ask you, God will give you answer, result, testimony, breakthrough, achievement in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you tired of this prayer? I said before they question you, God remove question mark and put exclamation mark in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The God that helped me is helping somebody. Are you there in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Amen.
Okay. And I'll pray for you. How you will rise. How you will shine. How you become great. The Lord will work it out for you. Many, many. Bible says, by strength no man can prevail. And right now, he said, he brought me out of the mire. He set my feet on the rock, not on the slippery place. The Bible says, he established me. So let's do this, I pray. Any mire clear of your father's house, any more than quick sound of your father's house, the Lord is bringing you out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord is putting your feet on the rock and establishing you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
May your two feet stand firm in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May your life do well in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And where God is taking you to, receive grace and power to get there in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody that will come to your life and become an embargo again, today I command them right now never to come near you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. In this church, there will be no loss. In this church, there will be no loss. Family loss, personal loss, church loss, there will be no loss.
Amen.
Loss of property, loss of life, loss of funds, there will be no loss. Any voice of accusation, voice of lies against this church, we silence them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any crisis, any trouble that will set us backward, we bind them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sell the property for us and build another bigger auditorium for us as you have done before in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You have helped us before, you will help us again, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone that is sick here, Lord, let them be healed in their body, bones and blood in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is sick here, let them be healed in their body, bones, and blood in the name of Jesus. You cannot serve God without sickness. Let the sickness disappear in the name of Jesus. Where you are supposed to be in life, in destiny, in location, let the door open for you to go there in the name of Jesus. Any power that want to tie you on the spot because you are hearing my voice, oh yeah, receive deliverance from them in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are supposed to be married. You are serving God wherever your husband, your wife is. I command them to locate you by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree multiple celebrations and marriages in this church in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. I will not bury anybody here in the name of Jesus. I will not bury any child. I will not bury any man. I will not bury any woman. I will not bury any pastor. And I will not be buried now. In the name of Jesus. This church will not appear to disappear. We refuse to be few. We are multiplying in the name of Jesus. Anybody planted in any department to bring us down, let them be removed and thrown out in the name of Jesus. Every terror, so wherever they are, we subdue and silence them in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blessings. In this church, Father, oh yeah, begin to raise millionaires. From millionaire, oh yeah, turn us to billionaires. Give us financial independence, Lord. I will thank you for answering our prayers. You will not suffer like them. You are the one that will help them. You are the one that will bring them out. You are the one that will bring them to church. You are the one that will bring them to Jesus. You are the one that will help them. We give you praise. Your testimony will be different from others. You have something to show for serving God. The Lord will fill your mouth with testimony. Fill your pocket with wonders. Fill your bank account with money. Fill your storehouse with food. You will not need the help of your enemies. Hey God, you will not need the help of your enemies. Your children will not need the help of their enemies. Your children will not need the help of your enemies. Anybody that put their eyes on our children shall die. Anybody that put their hands on our children for evil shall die. Anybody that trouble our children shall run mad. Father, we give you praise. The month you are entering is blessed for you. But I said the month you are entering, March, is blessed for you. The Lord is opening doors for you. The Lord is making life easy for you. The Lord is sugaring your tea for you. The Lord is buttering your bread for you. I pray for somebody. Let me know you are there. That month you are entering, the Lord will pamper you. That month you are entering, the Lord will compensate you. That month you are entering, the Lord will show you mercy. In the name of Jesus. Whoever point at you and has marked you that you are, oh share me. Anybody that said you have offended them and they want to bring you down, let them go down, tomo, in the name of Jesus. The Lord will protect you. He will protect your family. He will protect his interest in your life. And you will not see shame. Pray for you as a father and a priest and priest over this church. And everything you have cried to God for and about, the Lord will supply them for you. And I decree you are blessed. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, mighty name we pray.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sowing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakiolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and to make power.